This is Nat Metcalf. I'm pleased to be sponsored by The Netball Show for the 2026 Super League season.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
Netball Show with Flyhawk, delighted to speak to Nat Metcalf. Nat, first of all, great season for Thunder, hasn't it? So how will you describe the way that the team's grown?
I think you've just used the exact word I was thinking of. We've really grown as the season's gone on. So it's been really good. Obviously getting into finals is massively exciting. Every team starts out with saying they want to get into that top four, and then when it gets to the business end of the season, anything can happen. So for us to finish top of the table and heading into this major semi-final is super exciting for us.
That major semi in itself as well is a final of its own, isn't it, really?
Oh, yeah, I think so, absolutely. You've seen how close the campaign for Super League has been this year. It's probably been one of the closest we've ever been a part of. So I think it's great for netball and the fans and for us as players to be feeling that week in, week out. So, yeah, it's definitely setting up to be a very exciting weekend of finals.
It's a true team effort, but what's it been like having Amy back in general?
Yeah, super Amy. Yeah, she's just a legend. She's been an incredible captain, I think, personally. She's been amazing. So I think her drive for the team, the effort she goes into off the court, she's done some really cool things this season with getting the team going and, yeah, understanding, getting us to understand just how good we are and our values and what we want to play for. So, yeah, she's incredible off the court, just as incredible as she is on the court as well.
A lot of fans as well have been really, really impressed to have Sophie as part of Thunder as well this season. So what's that meant? Because some of her work rate around the centre has been absolutely incredible.
Yeah, we all know how fast she is. And me and Soph go way back. When I was at Swifts, she was this young girl coming in as a training partner with Swift. So I feel like I've known Sophie for years. So to get her over to the Super League after playing with her out in Australia has just been huge for us. She's so fearless on the shot. Her speed is next level. And she's just such a good vibe, such a good person. She's just so excited at training, brings such good energy. So, yeah, I think you're right. Everyone's loved seeing her, and for her to be able to show what she can do has been amazing.
What's it been like having Elle back as well?
Yeah, it's been amazing. I absolutely love Elle. Again, me and Elle go way back. We used to travel to England training together. I've known Elle for over a decade now. So I think to have just such a kingpin at the back for us. Again, she's fearless on the shot. She's really been finding her range with that super shot, and she just literally just puts them away, and her confidence just to turn to post and just keep doing it. No matter who we're playing against, it's really inspiring to see. And yeah, she's got just such good fight in her. And yeah, she's just doing amazing, and it's really nice to be back playing with her again.
This season as well, obviously, we've had Josh and Miller there for you supporting on match day. Has that changed the way you experience things?
Yeah, so in the first half of the season, Josh and Miller came to every game. Then we did a bit of sleep training, and so we decided not to bring Miller because she was in bed. It was bedtime at that point. And so it's just been amazing having her courtside. She's going to come to the semi-final this weekend, which will just be so good to have her back at the games
again.
Good choice. Yeah, she can't miss that, can she? So yeah, she'll be so excited to be there. It definitely gives me perspective. So as soon as netball finishes, previously I might have been really thinking about the game for time, whereas now I'm right, the game's happened. Now I get to be mummy again and just go and play with Miller and give her a cuddle. So yeah, it's amazing. And she's just such good energy and just loves being around it. She actually loves watching netball. She just tracks the ball up and down the court. So yeah, it's been really special.
In what ways do you think the squad's developed, obviously, that identity, the new identity as well?
Yeah, I think it's just obviously, AO Manchester Thunder are such a historical club. They've played in so many finals. When you think about Thunder, you know the kind of brand of netball that they play, really high on possession, the work rate, the doggedness in defence. So I think for anyone to come into the club, you really feel that from the offset. You know what the game plan is. It's been drilled into you from the start. And I think that's really helpful. And it's an exciting brand of netball to be playing. So, yeah, it's been really cool. And for us to see new people come into Thunder and experience that firsthand and get on board right away, it's just we're all working towards that same goal. So, yeah, it's massively exciting. And I think we still have more to give, which I think is... it's good with where we're at right now, and we've still got more in the tank. So, yeah, it's good.
Thunder's younger players as well have stepped up massively this season as well. How's that next gen influenced the senior team?
Oh, hugely. Like, we actually say when next gen, like, we have training with next gen sometimes and we do match play. The girls are so up for it, but I absolutely love that. And I think that is exactly the way it should be. Next gen should be pushing the seniors. And I think, like, it's just great to be able to have those matchups against them. And I'll have seen some of these girls from babies, like, and now they're like really pushing to get into that Super League side from our next gen lot. And it's just, yeah, it's really cool to see and to witness and just see them grow. And I think it's great for the club. I think Emma Rayner is a massive example of that. She's come up through the pathway. She's then got into the seniors and just playing really, really good netball. So, yeah, I think Manchester are one of the best at doing it and getting these young girls into these like big clubs and getting the best out of them and really reaching their potential. So, yeah, it's great to be a part of.
People may not have realised, but actually on the Thunder website, there's also a proper page on the mixed team on there and the para netball as well. That's alongside the senior team, which is, it just goes to show really that it's one big, massive Thunder family. Really, yeah, important to see.
That word, Andy, is so true as well. Like the Thunder family, we use the word hive, like obviously with the bee in mind. So we really are a Thunder hive, a Thunder family. And it's not, it's the teams, it's the volunteers, it's the fans. Like, it's one big unit. And like, we all just want to make sure we're all supporting each other, there for each other and pushing each other forward. So I think for the like of the para team and our mixed team, it's great to see. I think it's so important to have that visibility and be so accessible for everyone. We want everyone to be playing the game of netball, so I think it's great that Thunder can provide those opportunities as well.
How does training fit around you being a mum? Is it working out all right?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to lie, it's quite tiring sometimes. But I think for, I've seen so many mums and dads do it, and I think it's just, it's so inspiring to see. And for me to be now a part of that community and being a mum, I absolutely love it. I, at Thunder, where we train in the evenings and then we have a morning session. So I actually get like a full day with Miller and then I head off to training when pretty much then Josh will take over and do bedtime. So I'm really lucky that I've got Josh's support in like us both really, really helping with Miller's schedule. And then I can obviously go off to work and focus then on netball. So yeah, it's tiring and sometimes the days feel really long, but I love it. And I think it actually helps me. It keeps me really balanced. I love every part of being a mum, even with all its challenges when you might feel sleep deprived at times. It's just been incredible, the best journey ever. And to be able to still be doing netball alongside it is amazing.
Speaking of which, though, you've launched your podcast. Very good listen, regardless of whether or not you're a mum. Is that one of the reasons you decided to launch it?
Yeah, so we just wanted to have that visibility and to bring kind of other mums on the journey with us, whether you play professional netball, whether you just play like whatever kind of netball you play. We wanted just to be able to talk about netball and mummy life, essentially. I think it's so important to do that. We've seen the likes of like previous Super League players, Ebony, Iona, Serena, Sophia, Emma Dovey, Catherine Turner. And so I think just to bring other netball mums onto the journey, and we've had so many great guests on the show talking about their journeys and the combination of them with netball and mummy life. It's been so good to hear. And you essentially just sharing inspirational stories. I've absolutely loved it. So yeah, it's been really cool. I'm glad you said you liked it.
Wait, one netball podcast to another, come on.
Absolutely.
There's bound to be a genuine belief there that you can go all the way and win the league.
Yeah, you've got to. I think everyone says when it gets to finals time, anything can happen. And that's so true. But I think like at Thunder, we want to be up on that podium and lifting that trophy at the end of this. It's been like a big season. It's been really intense netball. We've seen some great games. We've had some tough losses and tough lessons learned along the way. But finals is the most exciting part. Everyone wants to get to this part. So this is now the most exciting part of the season. And so, yeah, we're hungry as ever to go and get that trophy.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport and we're on the podcasts rail.